Hi, and welcome to this demonstration of the HomePod. And in this demo, I want to show you the three new amazing features now available in iOS 12. And I'm doing this recording as of the 18th of September 2018, when iOS 12 got released, of course, also for the HomePod. Let me start with the really cool one first. So if I say, "Hey Siri, find my iPhone."
I found two iPhones nearby. Which model? iPhone 8 Plus or iPhone 10?
iPhone 10.
Pinging David's iPhone.
1:41 PM.
So there we go. I can actually ping my iPhone using Find My iPhone, which is actually very cool. And of course, I want to do the other one. Hey Siri, find my iPhone 8 Plus. And this should go straight to it.
One moment. It's nearby. Pinging David's iPhone.
Okay, so that's my iPhone 8. And of course, I'm also getting emails saying a sound was played on David's work phone and a sound was played on David's home phone. If I just had only one phone and I just said iPhone, it would ping my phone directly. And because I've got two, if I don't specify which one, it'll come up and ask me which one I want to ping with a sound. So that's pretty cool. Now, because I've only got one Apple Watch running currently, when I say the same find command with my Apple Watch, it's just going to ping my Apple Watch directly. So here we go. Hey Siri, find my Apple Watch.
I found David's Apple Watch nearby. Should I try to make it play a sound?
Yes.
Pinging it now.
Okay, and there's my watch going off. And I'm just going to shush the computer up as we get another email coming through. Find my iPhone is actually really, really cool. Now, the other thing you can do is now both answer and make a phone call. So if I say, "Hey Siri, call 0437 3634.
Just to confirm, you'd like to call 0437 3634.
Yes.
Calling now.
David Woodbridge or two others.
Okay, that's my iPhone 10 going off. I'll just answer. Hello.
Hello.
I'm currently sitting here talking to myself. All right, goodbye. Bye. Now let's see if this command works to the HomePod. Hey Siri, hang up. Yeah, that did work very nicely. Now let's see if I can ring my iPhone 8 and get the HomePod to answer. Dial 0400 1443.
Calling.
David Woodbridge or 211 notification. Incoming call. David Woodbridge.
Hey Siri, answer call. And again, yes, I am talking to myself. All right, and let's try the same hang up command again. Hey Siri, hang up call. Beautiful. So that's calling and answering calls on the HomePod. And as you can tell, you can quite easily hang up by using Siri. So it's a perfectly free hands experience, both making a call and answering a call. The last one I want to show you is now the multiple timers that you can do on the HomePod. And this is one of my favorite ones, of course, because I can now use my HomePod in my kitchen to conduct cooking. Let me just set a few timers and you name these timers. Hey Siri, set pasta timer for 4 minutes.
4 minute pasta timer starting now.
Hey Siri, set garlic bread timer for 7 minutes.
7 minute garlic bread timer, counting down.
Hey Siri, set sausages timer for 20 minutes.
20 minute sausages timer, starting now.
Okay, so I can say, hey Siri, check all timers.
There are three timers. Pasta, with 3 minutes and 21 seconds to go. Garlic bread, with about 6 minutes remaining, and sausages, with about 19 minutes to go.
Okay, and of course I can cancel any one of those timers if I wish. Hey Siri, delete sausages timer.
Sausages timer cancelled.
And if I wanted to, I can say, hey Siri, delete all timers, and then it'll come back with a question asking me to confirm that I want to cancel all timers. When these timers are finished, and when it starts to ring the timer alarm, you'll get the name of the timer that's expired. So when the pasta alarm goes off, it'll say pasta after a couple of rings of the timer alarm. And of course, the same for the garlic bread. Let's see how that pasta timer is going. Hey Siri, check pasta timer.
Pasta, with 1 minute and 37 seconds remaining.
Hey Siri, check garlic bread timer.
Garlic bread, with 4 minutes and 26 seconds remaining.
I've just paused recording a little bit just to move things on a bit, so let's just check. Hey Siri, check pasta timer.
Pasta, with 1 minute remaining.
Cool. All right, so we might just pause the recording here and we'll just come back in just before it goes off and you can see what it says.
Pasta timer.
Okay, so it gives you the name of the timer.
Pasta timer.
And of course I can say, hey Siri, stop timer.
Pasta timer.
Or try to. Hey Siri, stop. Thank you. And let's just check how that other one's going. Hey Siri, check timer.
Garlic bread with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go.
And it's going to do exactly the same thing when it winds down. It'll play the alarm for the timer and then it'll keep repeating the name of the timer so you know which one's going off. So I might as well just delete this one now. Hey Siri, delete garlic bread timer.
Garlic bread timer cancelled.
And of course, if I now do, hey Siri, check timers.
There are no timers on HomePod.
So there we go. That's how you do multiple timers now on the HomePod. That's just been a quick go through of the three new features that I've got really excited about with the new HomePod via iOS 12 update. Find my iPhone. And of course, that will work not only for your iPhone and your Apple Watch, but also for your iPad as well. Calling and receiving phone calls hands-free. And of course, finally, exclamation mark, the multiple timers for the HomePod. So you can really start cooking in the kitchen. But that will do me for this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.